once again, everyone. Hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. It is a hump day Wednesday. We actually had a little bit of sunshine earlier, but mostly cloudy for the most part again today after dealing with some snow. In fact, I had a little road trip for a high school basketball broadcast last night. Had to battle some snowy roads on the way home last evening. What can we expect as we get towards the end of the work week and even towards the weekend? Well, to find out, we're joined from Weatherology by our meteorologist, Ray Miller. Ray, good afternoon.
Well, good afternoon. We'll have a few lingering snow showers through the afternoon and on into the evening as well. Temperatures in the low 30s this afternoon with northwest winds at 5 to 10. Tonight, some very light snow showers and flurries. Not looking for much in the way of accumulation out of any of this. Temperatures fall back to around 21 degrees with light west winds. Some patchy snow showers again on Thursday, and just a dusting of additional snowfall with high temperatures in the mid-20s and west winds at 5 to 15. Friday, mainly cloudy, just a few brief peaks of sunshine from time to time, high of 22. Saturday, a few snow showers and even colder, high of only 19. Sunday, mainly sunny, but not much help for temperatures, high around 20. We will warm up a little bit early next week, back up to around 30 degrees by Monday and Tuesday with mainly sunny skies. In the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller.
I know you said on Sunday the sunshine comes but does not help the temperature all that much, but I will say this. Even I was out for like a moment where the sun kind of popped through earlier today. It helps. Even if it's cold, it helps us a little bit to get a little bit of sunshine, because otherwise it's just, you know, a little bit down because, you know, too much cloudiness. Need a little sunshine. So even on a cold Sunday, I'm looking forward to some sunshine.
Yeah, that little bit of sunshine helps, and it does look sunny for Monday and Tuesday as well when temperatures start to warm up. So just a couple more days of this persistent cloud cover to get through.
Terrific. Well, Ray, enjoy the rest of your Wednesday, and we'll talk again tomorrow.
I'll see you then. Take care.
And right now, overcast skies in Wausau at our studios on East Wausau Avenue, temperature of 34 degrees. The winds are out of the northwest at 5 miles per hour, so that gives us a wind chill factor of 29. The dew point is 23 degrees, so the relative humidity is 64%. The barometer at 30.06 inches and a visibility of 10 miles. As I said yesterday, early on here in this winter, get those winter driving skills back to where they need to be. In fact, it was a little bit of a white knuckler last night. I had to drive to a Loyal. It was about an hour trip each way. Some light snow, icy and snow-covered roads. It was not a fun drive. In fact, made sure to have big distance between myself and any other vehicles, because even when I saw a vehicle slow down to turn in front of me, there's that little bit of a jolt, a little bit of a jump to the brake, and you don't want to hit that brake hard on icy roads. So again, as we are in the middle of November, we're going to get used to this winter driving, but early on, don't assume everybody else is at the level that they should be at. Take a little bit of extra time, give a little bit of extra distance, give yourself a better opportunity on any snow-covered and slick roadways. Again, thanks to our guest in the first hour, Sean Wright from the Grand Theater. Again, check out the great shows coming at the Grand Theater just in the next week. Again, just fantastic opportunities, and it's such a beautiful venue to watch a show. Even if it's a smaller show or a bigger show, whatever it may be, just take the opportunity if you can to get to the Grand Theater and watch some of these outstanding productions. Also, thanks to Dan Schaefer for joining us. And again, as I said, if you have an opportunity, go to the recombobulation area. Lots of terrific writing on there, deeper into Wisconsin politics, what's happening, what it all means, where we're going in the future. Again, really worth it. There's some free aspects to it, but also become a subscriber because, you know, Dan has to, you know, make a living himself, and he does such great work, and he's been so generous with his time in terms of coming on to the programs here on Civic Media, and very glad he was able to join us here today on the program. Don't forget as well, if you don't have the Civic Media app, download it because you can get Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230 on there. You can get all the other Civic Media stations as well. Flip back and forth. Got other programs that are on right now here on Bow Falls. You got me, but there's other programs on Civic Media. You can go back and listen to a podcast of all these other programs as well, including my show. So again, download that Civic Media app and do it immediately. Do it right now. in the next commercial break. Don't forget as well, coming up at 6 o'clock tonight, after we take a break from 4 till 6 for the Devil's Advocates, I'll be back for the big high school sports show. We have our two co-hosts. We're going to wrap up football in the first hour with Paul Novinsky, the Mosinee former head football coach. And then at 7 o'clock, we're going to turn our attention to winter sports and basketball with the former Newman Catholic boys basketball coach, Jeff Gress. Also, we'll have the Newman Catholic High School football coach, Paul Miklik, join us. He will be coming in at 6:20, talk about the Cardinals and their terrific victory over Belmont in the state championship game on Saturday. So again, 6 till 8 p.m., big high school sports show each and every Wednesday night right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa. We're going to take a quick two-minute break and then come back. What's going on over at WSAU? What are the conservatives here in town talking about? We're going to find out coming up next here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And 1230 online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show. 316 here on a hump day Wednesday. Overcast skies, temperature hanging in the 30s right now, 34 degrees. Expecting some isolated snow showers this afternoon into tonight. It is feeling a whole lot like winter, feeling a whole lot like the holiday season. And hard to believe, but a week from tomorrow, it is Thanksgiving Day. And then a month and a day after that, it's Christmas. And then a week after that, it's 2023. Stop moving so fast, time, please. This segment, I wanted to, you know, sometimes we live in our own little bubbles. You know, we talk to people that think the same way that we do. We nod our head in agreement, thinking everybody else agrees. Well, then you look at the results of the election and you say, boy, there's a lot of people that don't think the same way that we do. So it's always good to get outside the bubble a little bit to see what's going on the other side in terms of political thought. And here in Wausau, Bow Falls Radio, we have our point of view. We try to bring you the facts and try to bring you the information that you need. And then, of course, across town, there's another station that has another point of view. And I'm not going to, no, I think it's great to have multiple points of view. I think it's great to have the battle of the ideas. And WSAU Radio has been doing conservative talk and bringing people like Sean Hannity. Right now, I love the fact that here in Wausau, that I'm on the air right now and Sean Hannity is on the air on WSAU. Because Sean Hannity's an idiot. He'd say the same about me. I know that. But the fact that Sean Hannity's on the air right now in SAU, and it's just, I'm glad to go up against that guy. I know that, he overall gets many more listeners because he's a national guy. And even here in central Wisconsin with the number of conservatives in our area, I know that he's a popular dude. But I wanted to check out, what are they talking about over on WSAU today? And the thing is, you know, like ourselves, we post all of our programming on our website, and you're able to tune it in after it's after the fact. In fact, you'll be able to go back and hear my conversations with Sean Wright and Dan Schaefer pretty much right after the show ends. Not right at 4 o'clock, but basically a few minutes after 4 o'clock, we will have our show on civicmedia.us, and you'll be able to listen to it. WSAU does the same. In fact, WSAU does it in a way where they list their topics. And it's interesting what they talk about in the morning, because that's their main local program, their morning show, their morning news program. And one of the topics today was about a close to a 10-minute discussion on why is Antifa causing problems for somebody in Washington. I did not listen to the segment. I just wanted to see what they were talking about. But whenever I see conservatives, and that's been one of the things that I find annoying, is if you watch conservative television, if you listen to conservative radio, they have been railing on Antifa for how long now? I'm still waiting for my invitation to my first Antifa meeting. I have not met anybody that's in Antifa. I've never had my invitation to an Antifa meeting quite yet. But if you listen to Fox News on the tube, and if you listen to WSAU on the radio, they're going to bring up Antifa. And I looked down the line here on their topics this morning, and there it was. There's Antifa. Do you know what Antifa means? Anti-fascism. Anti-fascism, and they make it out to be the worst thing in the world. So again, I might go home tonight, have a drink, and then try to listen to it. I don't know. We'll see. But again, this idea that these evil Antifa people, evil. You remember what happened after January 6th? You went on Fox News, and they were saying it was a false flag by Antifa. Antifa had bought all these Trump flags. Antifa had bought all this Trump gear. Antifa's wearing all this Trump clothes. And they were the ones that were actually going into the Capitol. That lasted about 3 minutes until people saw, hey, the people that were being arrested are all Donald Trump supporters, longtime Donald Trump supporters. But the idea that Antifa, and to see the WSAU morning show talking about Antifa yet again. Also this morning, Chris Conley. Chris Conley is a part of their morning show. And I know Chris Conley. I've known Chris Conley for a long time. He broadcasts DC Evers High School sports. But apparently their radio stations don't care about it enough because they dropped DC Evers High School sports this year. And now he does it for a streaming service. And I'm proud to say that Bull Falls Radio still cares enough about local broadcasting that we still broadcast Wausau West, Newman Catholic, and Marathon High School sports on the radio. But that's here or there. I know Chris because Chris Conley, I see him when, say, a few weeks ago when Wausau West played DC Evers in high school football. Saw Chris. He walked past me, didn't say a word. So apparently he's been listening to my program. I don't know. But I have no issue with Chris Conley. The only issue I have with Chris Conley is I basically disagree with him on everything politically. And I've not been a big fan of his political point of view over the years. But Chris Conley this morning had a commentary. My favorite Chris Conley commentaries are on Fridays because he pretends to be an expert on faith and religion. I mean, either be a radio announcer or be a theologian or a priest or a minister. But I always get a little bit of a chuckle when the right tries to tell us what Jesus Christ and everybody else in the Bible meant that makes it work for Republicans and conservatives that don't give a darn about their fellow human being. But that, again, is here or there. He'll have another wonderful commentary on faith on Friday, so you can look forward to that. But this morning, Chris Conley had a commentary, on Donald J. Trump. You know Donald J. Trump. He's being investigated for many crimes. You know, they're worried about Antifa. They sure as heck weren't worried about Donald Trump trying to blackmail foreign leaders, trying to be Russia's best buddy. I mean, literally blackmailing the president of President Zelensky of Ukraine. But that was never a problem. They didn't talk about that on WSAU. But apparently, Donald Trump has lost Chris Conley. Can that be the end of the Donald Trump presidential campaign? If you lose Conley, do you lose the rest of the Republican Party? But I just found this article in that he did it on the air, I'm assuming, but he also printed it out. And Chris Conley starts his commentary by saying, "I should have known better about Donald Trump." You think, Chris, you should have known better about Donald Trump? And then he says, he makes a lot of mistakes. I don't recall Chris Conley pointing out a lot of mistakes of Donald Trump for the last 6 years, but that's here nor there. Conley continues. He says his first big blunder came as a candidate. Speaking about Arizona's late Senator John McCain, Trump said, "I prefer war heroes who don't get caught." It was a shockingly callous comment, says Chris Conley. 6-7 years after the fact. Glad to see him jumping on that Donald Trump gaffe from, what, 2016, 2015, right now here in late 2022? That is a profile in courage if I've ever heard one. And he actually goes on, "I guarantee you that Conley was not calling out Trump's draft dodging and military dodging until today. Because after that," he says, "McCain was a victim of torture while a POW in Vietnam. Trump got out of military service because of bunions and a letter from a family-friendly podiatrist." Conley going after Trump now. In 2022, on November the 16th. Holy cow. Where was that incredible truth-telling in 2017 or 2018 or 2019 or 2020? But then he kind of covers. He goes, "McCain was not above payback. Republicans were one vote short in the U.S. Senate of overturning Obamacare." McCain turned towards the camera and pointed thumbs down. Many of us whose lives were made better because of the Affordable Care Act would say that was a true moment of courage. Chris Conley thinks that was something that's worthy of payback. Then he says, "Both men have oversized egos." Then he goes, "They also agree on most but not all of the issues of the day." Number one, I don't know what John McCain's views on the issues of the day are right now, because John McCain has passed away for a number of years now. So please, Mr. Conley, do not try to tell us where John McCain would be today on the issues of the day. John McCain was a self-proclaimed maverick. He was a guy that was willing to go against the grain from time to time. He was a guy that worked for years with Russ Feingold to pass campaign finance reform that would have been torn apart by conservatives both in the Congress and on the Supreme Court. So to say that McCain and Trump are, you know, basically the same on most issues is quite a leap, I would say. "They could have been allies on many, many things that conservatives care about," Chris Conley continues. "Instead, they fought needlessly." I would say that the fights that John McCain and Donald Trump had were not needless arguments. They were important arguments. Somebody on the Republican side of the aisle needed to remind Donald Trump what he was doing was wrong. Because in 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020, conservatives such as Chris Conley every day on the WSAU morning show were cheerleading everything Donald Trump did. Donald Trump did that far too often. Ted Cruz, Scott Walker, Lindsey Graham, Mike Pence, and Nikki Haley are all reliable conservatives, and they all face Trump's wrath. "Was Trump treated unfairly as president?" Conley asks. "Absolutely," he says. That's baloney. The guy broke the law in office. Those were not two impeachments that came out of nowhere. Okay, I see we're coming up on a break for the news. I got more to say on this. I was only going to use one segment on this, but I got more to say on this. We're going to continue this because I want to talk about the big picture on what losing Chris Conley means to Donald Trump. But we'll come back with that coming up here on
WSAU.
I'm Chad Holmes, joined former Bozeny head football coach Paul Novinsky and myself each Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 FM, 1230 AM, online at bowfallsradio.com, and mobile devices by searching WXCO. Each week, we will preview and review all the high school football action around Central Wisconsin, plus special guests. We'll be joined by one of our area high school football head coaches and also a special student athlete guest as well. Plus, the kind of in-depth analysis you won't get anywhere else on the area conferences, teams, and a whole bunch more. Join Paul Novinsky and myself, Chad Holmes, each Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. It's the Big High School Sports Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM, online at bowfallsradio.com, and mobile devices by searching WXCO. Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. I can almost laugh a little bit here because I know that I'm being a little bit naughty here today. Criticizing another person in the media in the same community that I'm broadcasting from. But sometimes it's good to know what the folks across town are talking about. And in this case, of course, we're Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And then across town is the conservative beacon of Central Wisconsin, WSAU Radio. And their head honcho over there is Chris Conley. He likes to give commentaries, and I enjoy reading Chris Conley's commentaries for different reasons than maybe he wants people to enjoy reading them, but I enjoy reading them because I find them to be so interesting, is the way I'll put it. And I've been talking about a commentary that Chris Conley put out today, the morning after Donald J. Trump announced his third run for... Actually, it's not his third run. Anybody who's saying this is the third run for Donald Trump is wrong. He ran for the Reform Party nomination for president. I got to look back. Was it 2000 or 2004? I think it was 2000. I think it was the year, I think Pat Buchanan got the nomination in 2000 over Donald Trump. I don't recall if Donald Trump was screaming about it being rigged when Buchanan got the Reform Party nomination, but that election had Al Gore, the Democrat, George W. Bush, the Republican, Ralph Nader, famously as the Green Party, and Patrick Buchanan as the Reform Party candidate. But Donald Trump ran for the Reform Party nomination at their convention and lost. Another loss for Donald J. Trump. But so now his fourth run for the White House, and after being on the Trump train for so many years, Chris Conley is jumping off. Time to move on from Donald Trump in his commentary, and I talked a little bit about, you know, some of the ideas that, again, I laugh because he spent so much time talking about McCain. I mean, come on. But Donald Trump fought too many good conservatives, reliable conservatives. Some of Chris Conley's favorite conservatives like Ted Cruz, Scott Walker, Lindsey Graham, Mike Pence, and Nikki Haley. What a group of incredibly talented conservatives those are, right? And then he continues. Again, this is from Chris Conley's commentary. You can go read it at WSAU.com. Do it. Give them some traffic. I don't care. But he says, was Trump treated unfairly as president? Question mark. Absolutely, says Chris Conley. Absolutely. In fact, Conley says, more than anyone who's been in the White House during my lifetime. Give me a break. Give me a huge break. Donald Trump brought everything on himself. Everything. that who's treated unfairly. Give me a break. Day number one of his presidency, he got his press secretary out there to claim that he had the biggest inaugural crowd in history when every picture proved it as a lie. And that was only the beginning of the lies, and the more lies that we got for four consecutive years in that White House. But over at WSAU, that's being treated unfairly because we didn't go along with the lies. I want to read this again. This is, again, from Chris Conley's commentary this morning. Was Trump treated unfairly as president? Absolutely. More than anyone who's been in the White House during my lifetime. Then he says, but that doesn't excuse unforced errors. And then he goes about his endorsements. Like, that's a reason to get off the Trump train. That's why you got to get off the Trump train. Not because he was leading an insurrection. Not because he was trying to overturn a fair election. But no, Trump's endorsements have been a mixed bag, according to Conley. J.D. Vance, a complete nut job. That's my part. Chris didn't put that in there. J.D. Vance is a Senate winner in Ohio. Congratulations. John Masters is a spectacular loser in Arizona. In Wisconsin, Trump inserted himself in the GOP primary for governor. He backed eventual nominee Tim Michaels, who had never held political office, was a poor debater, and a lazy campaigner. Did he say that on the WSAU morning show in the run-up to the election? I must have missed that. Did anybody know? Did Chris Conley call Tim Michaels a lazy campaigner in the run-up to last Tuesday? Then he says, Rebecca Clayfish was a better, more qualified candidate. Well, big words after the big loss for Tim Michaels, huh? Trump backed the wrong horse, and Wisconsin will be stuck with Tony Evers for the next 4 years. Some of us would say Wisconsin is fortunate to have a guy that knows how to do the job. Someone that cares about all people in Wisconsin, not just the conservatives. I am very happy that Wisconsin will be stuck, as Chris Conley says, with Tony Evers for the next 4 years. Okay, so Chris, Donald Trump's not the guy. Who is your guy? Well, Chris gave us an answer. Chris Conley wrote, that's why I'm turning my attention to Florida's Ron DeSantis. Of course. He and Trump are both pugnacious and conservative. But DeSantis makes fewer mistakes and has coattails. Florida is now solidly Republican because their governor has delivered the goods. You know who Ron DeSantis is? Ron DeSantis is the guy that kidnapped human beings in Texas, flew them thousands of miles to the northeast part of this country for one reason only, to own the libs. That is Chris Conley's guy. Yeah. That's the kind of conservative that doesn't make mistakes that Chris Conley can be proud to jump on the bandwagon for. Conley concludes, Donald Trump referred to his possible opponent as Ron DeSanctimonious. Oh, now Chris Conley's upset with Donald Trump's nicknames. Yeah, those just started, right? Conley says, Trump doesn't learn from his mistakes. He doesn't even acknowledge he makes them. Name calling isn't smart. Where is Chris Ben? Where's Chris Ben? Name calling isn't smart, especially if Trump should need a pardon from President DeSantis someday. Is Chris saying that Donald Trump may have committed a crime that would need a pardon? Is that what Chris Conley's saying in this commentary? The guy that 24/7 on WSAU has been getting the savior treatment since 2015? The guy who never did a thing wrong from January 20th of 2017 right through January 6th, 2021 to January 20th, 2021? So what does this mean? Donald Trump has lost Chris Conley. Students of history may recall back in 1968, CBS Evening News anchor Walter Cronkite did a special report on Vietnam. And after seeing it on the CBS Evening News, President Lyndon Baines Johnson turned it off and said, "If I've lost Cronkite, I've lost Middle America." Will Donald J. Trump go to WSAU.com today and read Chris Conley's commentary and turn off his computer and turn to his wife, Melania, or Jared Kushner or Ivanka and say, "If I've lost Chris Conley, I've lost Central Wisconsin"? I don't think so. But Ron DeSantis is now the guy. You see the conservative infrastructure trying to push Trump away because they saw what happened last week. They saw what was supposed to be a Republican red wave turn into nothing. In fact, if Raphael Warnock wins the Senate special election in Georgia, the runoff against Herschel Walker, who continues to say crazy things, Democrats will actually pick up a seat in the U.S. Senate. Republicans were expecting to have a huge majority in the House of Representatives. If the Republicans do have a majority, it's going to be a very, very narrow one. And who is getting blamed by many of the mainstream Republicans and their infrastructure? Donald Trump. And they fear that if Donald Trump is the Republican nominee in 2 years' time, it will occur again in 2024. This is not some profile encouraged by Chris Conley or Rupert Murdoch, who has said the same thing. These are scared little conservatives trying to push Donald Trump off the boat after they made him the captain. This is not where we're going to see the next version of Profiles in Courage talking about how Chris Conley showed this incredible courage speaking the truth to Donald Trump in November of 2022 after he'd been on the national stage for 7 years. What a Profile in Courage that commentary was. So it was a big morning over at WSAU. Again, I want to get out of my bubble. You know, we hear all of our programming here on Bow Falls Radio. I got out of the bubble. Heard about Antifa again on the WSAU morning show and heard that Donald Trump is the past and Ron DeSantis is the future. So Chris Conley is the new leader of the DeSantis Brigade here in Central Wisconsin. Oh, fun, fun, right? Fun, fun, fun. Got to take a break. We're going to come back. We have one more segment to come. Don't forget, coming up after I'm done from 4 till 6, we'll keep it right here with Dom and Mike. My brain froze for a moment. Again, the Devil's Advocate's coming up from 4 till 6, and then I am back. I'm going to need to take a little break. Have a break, come back at 6. We will have then, coming up after that, the big high school sports show from 6 till 8. So, again, hope you're having a great Wednesday. We'll have more coming up. Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Gentle rain. Will you ever come? I've been looking for the map that leads me home. I've been stumbling on good hearts turned to stone. The road of good intentions is gone dry as a bone. We take care of our own. We take care of our own. Wherever this flag's flown.
Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Overcast skies and 34 degrees here in Wausau. Today is the 16th day of November. It is day number 320 in 2022. Looking at some of the famous events that occurred on this date in history. In 1907, Oklahoma became the 46th state of the Union. On this date in 1933, the United States and the Soviet Union established diplomatic relations. On this date in 1914, the newly created Federal Reserve Banks opened in 12 cities. In 1960, Academy Award-winning actor Clark Gable died at the age of 59. In 1961, on November the 16th, House Speaker Sam Rayburn died in Bonham, Texas, having served as Speaker since 1940, except for two terms. In 1982, I remember this, an agreement was announced on the 57th day of a strike by National Football League players. In 1989, six Jesuit priests, a housekeeper and her daughter, were slain by army troops at the University of Central America, Jose Simeon Canas in El Salvador. In 1991, frankly, the Republican nominee in this race was a foreteller of what we'd see in the Republican Party under Donald J. Trump. But in 1991 on this date, former Louisiana Governor Edwin Edwards won a landslide victory in his bid to return to office, defeating State Representative David Duke, a former Ku Klux Klan leader. And of course, when Donald Trump was elected, there was nobody that was happier than David Duke. Nobody. And Donald Trump went on to govern just like David Duke would have governed. That's where the Republican Party came to with Donald Trump and where it is today. 2001 on this date, investigators found a letter addressed to Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont containing anthrax. It was the second letter bearing the deadly germ known to have been sent to Capitol Hill. On this date in 2004, President George W. Bush picked National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice to be his new Secretary of State, succeeding Colin Powell. In 2006, on this date, Democrats embraced Nancy Pelosi as the first female House Speaker in history, but then selected Steny Hoyer as Majority Leader against her wishes. And on this date in 2018, a U.S. official said intelligence officials had concluded that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman had ordered the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi, a tragedy in Saudi Arabia. 2 years ago today, in 2020, President-elect Joe Biden warned of dire consequences if President Donald Trump and his administration continue to refuse to coordinate with his transition team on the coronavirus pandemic and kept blocking briefings on national security policy issues and vaccine plans. Biden told reporters more people may die if we don't coordinate. 10 years ago today, on this date in 2012, former CIA Director David Petraeus told Congress that classified intelligence showed that the September 11th, 2012 attack in Benghazi, Libya, that killed U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens and three other Americans was a terrorist attack, but that the Obama administration withheld the suspected role of al-Qaeda affiliates to avoid tipping them off. 5 years ago, Minnesota Democratic Senator Al Franken became the first member of Congress to be caught up in a wave of allegations of sexual abuse and inappropriate behavior after a Los Angeles radio anchor accused him of forcibly kissing her and groping her during a 2006 USO tour. Franken would resign weeks later. And 1 year ago today, Hospitals in Michigan and Minnesota reported a wave of COVID-19 patients not seen in months as beds were filled with unvaccinated people, and healthcare leaders warned that staff were being worn down by yet another surge. Taking a look at some famous folks celebrating birthdays today. Journalist Elizabeth Drew is 87 years old today. Actor David Leisure is 72. Actor Marge Helgenberger is 64. Former MLB All-Star pitcher Dwight Gooden is 58 years old today. Jazz singer Diana Krall turns 58. Actress Lisa Bonet is 55 years old today. Actor Martha Plimpton turns 52. Also, Olympic gold medal figure skater Oksana Baiul turns 45 years old today. Actress Maggie Gyllenhaal turns 45. Former NBA player Amare Stoudemire is 40 years old today. Actor Kimberly J. Brown turns 38. Actor-comedian Pete Davidson is 29 years old today. Also, actor Noah Gray Gaby is 27. And if you out there celebrating your birthday today, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Also in the news this afternoon, the Protect Same-Sex and Interracial Marriage legislation passed the U.S. Senate. 62 yes votes to 37 no votes. One of the co-sponsors of the bill, Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin, one of the 37 no votes, the senior senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson. Ron Johnson had said previously he would think about voting yes on this bill. Of course he voted no. Of course, right? Of course Ron Johnson voted no. Ron Johnson has not been in Wisconsin since last Wednesday. After he won re-election early Wednesday morning, he got on his private plane, flew down to his house in Florida. Then after spending a week in Florida, got back, headed to Washington, D.C. to vote no on the Protect Same-Sex and Interracial Marriage legislation in the United States Senate. So thank you again, Ron Johnson, for being Ron Johnson. Bad day for Ron Johnson. He nominated Senator Rex Scott to become the Republican leader in the Senate, but Mitch McConnell won an overwhelming vote to retain his position in the U.S. Senate. Well, that's going to wrap up today's edition of the Chad Holmes Show. Thanks again to Wausau Performing Arts Foundation and Grand Theater Executive Director Sean Wright for joining us. Thanks again to Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area as well for joining us. Coming up next, it's the Devil's Advocates, and I'll be back starting at 6:06 tonight for the big high school sports show from 6:06 to 8 p.m. right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and also download the Civic Media app.